flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. It also is Super Bowl week. I mean, it is Super Bowl week, fifth time in Eagles history. They obviously are going to play in the big one. This one in New Orleans, actually, second time down there. Teams down there, media night is tonight. Should be fun. Obviously, we'll be all over watching that, digesting it. We'll talk to Elliot later today on the show because he'll be there, obviously. Look, the game is 6 days away. Eagles still a point and a half underdog. So we got a lot to talk to you about today at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Good morning, Johnny.
Your brain is more active when you're sleeping than when you're watching TV.
Maybe. Had a dream last night about Chip Kelly, actually.
No way.
Yeah. What? I did. I swear to God, dream last night.
I'm assuming after you heard the news that he was coming. What?
I think I heard it. I get a little confused sometimes as late night, early morning. It all runs together for me. I think I saw it this morning when I woke up.
Well, then that's extra weird.
It's weird. Yeah, weird. Weird.
You had a psychic premonition?
Well, I didn't say it was about to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL for the Raiders, but, you know, it's all right. It's, you know, but look, I don't know. The dreams are a weird thing. When you're watching TV, it kind of depends on how good the thing is, because if it's not that good.
You dream of Chip often?
Yeah, I dream of Chip all the time. Me and Chip sitting in a tree. You know what I'm saying?
That is,
I don't really
Joe,
care.
That really is bizarre. Think about that. If this is a regular thing,
no,
then okay.
Definitely,
but that
not
is
regular.
Out of the blue. To dream of him and then the next moment he's in the news for coming back to the NFL. That is noteworthy.
Well, here's where it's very different than the Eagles. I dreamed for my whole childhood for the Eagles to make the Super Bowl, and it took until I was like, I don't know, 27 years old for them to finally get one in my lifetime. Look, they're here again. It's a great thing. Let's get into it today at 215-592-9494. 6 days, obviously, to go. They should be fun. I'm sure for a lot of people, a combination of excitement, and maybe some nerves setting in for you. John, where are you at here with this game? What's top of mind for you 6 days away?
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl 59, Eagles, Chiefs, what are you thinking?
A few things. I'm thinking about emotional energy.
Yep.
You know, they need to be budgeting that, and they know that, but the Chiefs are so good at budgeting that emotional energy for this game, so I just hope we're on top of that part of it. We know that the Chiefs know how to manage their emotions, and they just kind of turn everything over to, you know, Patrick and Andy and Travis. They'll handle it. And then on defense, Spags and Chris Jones, they got everything. You know, we've been here before. We know how to do this. They kind of simplify the whole thing with these pillars that they have on their team with this whole process. So We need to match that excellence in terms of preparing and not wearing yourself out unnecessarily. So I do kind of worry about that part, that emotional budgeting, because it's not a natural thing. And you don't really feel it until you get to the Super Bowl. You don't really feel it until you get to that level of competition. It's crazy stuff. I also think about thwarting spags. You know, how do you neutralize those Spags' special plays? We know he's got this knack. You know, he knows when to hold them and knows when to fold them. He knows when to hit you with his best plays that are maximizing the looks against your offense. Your offense, where it's weakest, he's going to take advantage at the perfect time in the game. And you have to know how to neutralize that. I also think with the Chiefs defense, looking at some of the stats, they've in the postseason, they've never allowed a 100-yard rusher.
In this one or the last bunch
In the playoffs. The Chiefs have never allowed a 100-yard rusher in the playoffs with Steve Spagnuolo as the defensive coordinator.
Well, that's probably close to 15 playoff games.
Fournette had, I think, 89.
That's incredible. I think it's 18 playoff games
that's
is the number.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And then when you expand it out even further, like to include non-playoff stuff, just look at this Kansas City defense. You got to go all the way back to week one against the Baltimore Ravens for them to even give up 100 yards to an individual.
Wow.
Period. And that was to, you know, Lamar Jackson. I know our defense is so much better coverage-wise than when we met this team in the Super Bowl the last time. You know, so for Patrick Mahomes' sake, I know it's going to be tougher. What, you know, what he's looking at, it's not going to be as easy for him to take what he wants.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But how susceptible are we to the tight end? How susceptible are we to the tight end when I just watched Zach Ertz catch 11 balls for 100-plus yards in the conference championship game? This is Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Yeah. So that last one didn't bother me as much because I felt like a decent amount of it was fairly late in the game when the Eagles were up. And I think also a big chunk of it was trying to stop Terry McLaurin, which for the most part they did. And so I thought there was a bit of a strategy there. But, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen through the years the times the Eagles struggle with tight ends. And Kelce, while not at his all-time best, because he is on the older side, is, I believe, the best ever. You take all the great tight ends have ever been. From a pass-catching standpoint, I got this guy number one. I mean, it's extraordinary what he's been able to do. And obviously, he and Mahomes with the connection over, you know, almost close to a decade now. Look, we'll take your calls to 215-592-9494. 6 days from the game, what you're feeling. I mean, I'll say this. First and foremost for me, it's excitement, obviously. I mean, this is great. Seltzer, I think, I don't know how your voice, how are you going to control your voice?
Oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to make it this week. I'm going to be out of control.
All right, so this is great. A bunch of us waited, you know, a good chunk of our lives to see the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Now it's becoming a little bit more regular, obviously, which is fantastic. I will say I am starting to get a little nervous. I wasn't, honest to God, until this morning. I don't quite know why. I just woke up this morning. Maybe the reality of that, you know, it's all coming up one way or the other. I mean, here's the bottom line. This ain't breaking news. James doesn't have to hit the breaking news center. The Eagles are either going to win it all or they're going to lose in the championship round. I think when I started dwelling on that this morning, especially knowing that, you know, how often our teams, you know, I figured it out this morning, it's 2-11 the last 13 times the Phil Sixers, Flyers, Eagles have been in the championship round, 2-11. So you just hope they grab the opportunity while they can. The Spagnuolo thing does concern me.
You know that has no bearing over whether we win round.
But it has bearing on the psychology of the Philly sports fan.
It does. But it has no bearing on the team's success
with one exception. Mahomes and Reed are on the other side, and they were on the other side the last time. So, you know, that part does have bearing. But I understand your point. Look, the Spagnuolo thing concerns me. The guy's got 4 Super Bowl rings as a coordinator, And in all the games, they've either been a slight favorite or an underdog. I'm going back, obviously, to the Giants in 07. So I think that guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. And if he does this again with a close point spread, he extra belongs in the Hall of Fame. I do, though, come back more than anything to the greatness of the Eagles. You know, when I think about why I'm picking the Eagles, I mean, the trifecta of O-line, Saquon, and defense is the big three for me. O-line, Saquon, and defense. But I'll give you a number four that's really big. Jalen not turning it over is a massive part of how this team has succeeded this year. Now, is the challenge greater against the Chiefs? Yeah, it is. Because what Spags does is Jim Johnson kind of stuff. Guys, let's not forget, and I think most people know, but there's probably a few people unaware as we talk about it this morning.
Jim Johnson kind of stuff. Yeah. It's Jim Johnson.
Well, that's my point. I mean,
Spags was on Jim's staff.
That's my point. Steve Spagnuolo came from Jim Johnson's tray. So, you know, all that stuff 20 years ago we were cherishing, he brings to the table. So it's a great challenge, but I love the fact that Jalen has tremendous history this year and 2 years ago, not as much last year, but for a good chunk of his career, not turning the ball over. And I just, big picture, feel pretty good. I you know, some nerves are starting to set in for me, but excitement is the greater factor that I feel. And, you know, rooted in a decent degree, not overwhelming, but a decent degree of confidence in the Eagles in this game, even though they remain a point and a half underdog. John Line hasn't moved at all. I mean, I'm not sure why. Well, it's the nation saying they think the Chiefs have a better shot to win. We feel
very
different
small.
Around here. Yeah,
I mean,
very small. No, I understand, but it's more people nationally saying the Chiefs win this football game. Look, 215.
It's one of those things that it swings late.
People, no, it might not move, man. It hasn't moved in a week.
People who know what they're talking about can't possibly think that's right.
Well, we thought 2 years ago we knew what we were talking about. We were stone cold wrong. I mean, John, I was more confident 2 years ago than now. How about you on that one? 2 years ago or now? Because 2 years ago I saw little chance.
I think
chance.
We're a better team. I think
I
we're
do
a better
too,
team now than this.
Was that a lesson for you? Was that
ultra
a lesson?
Confident.
Because
no.
It was for me. I see KC right
what
now
do you
as
mean a lesson.
I see KC as worse than 2 years ago and the Eagles a little bit better, but I don't feel as confident. Mm. I just, you know, I mean,
that's your problem.
That's what it is.